This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enjoy the conversation of the day, the time you can spend with me. I will enjoy your company. Hopefully you will enjoy mine and ours. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. We're at 7 past the hour. Wednesday, 12th of October is upon us. And those of you who are down in the Carolinas, focus there isn't on politics and all of the hoopla and nonsense about who's zooming whom. The real life stories, the real agenda of the people down there, the flooding victims, tensions because of the state trooper shooting and killing an armed man during a search for flood victims, the thousands and thousands of people who were ordered to evacuate. The fact that Hurricane Matthew is gone doesn't mean that the impact isn't there. The storm has been gone for a couple of days, but more flooding is coming. Some of the riverside towns in North Carolina, where there are people in shelters all over the place, there are thousands that had to be rescued by boat and helicopter yesterday. The governor has warned. Well, let's listen to see if we can find some of his words here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about river flooding and how it occurs and how it's different from flash flooding. Now, the water comes down, it falls in all the surrounding areas, on the hills, on the trees, and then it runs down into the creeks and streams first. And river floods actually occur slower than flash floods do. As a matter of fact, once this river starts to rise, it'll rise slowly, but it will continue to rise. Damage can be more widespread through the river valleys instead of just localized. And don't be like this guy. If you see it, turn around, don't drown. You don't want to go across those bridges. You want to stay out of those river valleys. So what are we looking at over the next couple of days? Well, we'll head down into Lumberton, where they've been evacuating Lumberton. The Lumber River at Lumberton has major flooding right now, running 21.8 feet. That's going to be a problem for a couple more days. Cape Fear River, 58.9 flood stage through Thursday. So it's at almost 60 feet. It's going to stay up in the flood stages, though, for the next couple of days. Then it finally starts to go down. The Neuse River, not up just yet in Goldsboro. It's up in other parts, and now all that water's running down toward Goldsboro. It's expected to crest at 28.7 feet. That's near record flooding. And then the Tar River is at 29.7 feet down at Tarboro. It's not going to crest until it gets to 35 feet. And that could not happen until tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be several days between Tarboro and Rocky Mount before the Tar River starts to go back down. As a matter of fact, flood warnings for that area are until further notice.
All right, so that wasn't the governor. That's a meteorological overview of what's going on. Number of people dead there, 14. That's way more. Well, 24 deaths altogether have been blamed on Matthew. The flood warnings can't make people feel good about the circulation. Greenville, where we're heard, a city about 89,000 people, has been just washed away, not washed away, but has certainly been rinsed. The governor said, I can't stress enough to people, especially on the Tar River, if we say the water is coming and we say don't drive through that water, we mean it. There is a side story here to this in the event that you do get into these circumstances. Some of the silly people who just are uneducated walking around in this water up to their hips. You have no, especially if you're a man, well, man, women, not to be too crude about it, but you have orifices and you have cracks and you have pieces of your body that if they are exposed to this sort of thing, and there are plenty of people watering, the wanderers are in water. You've seen it. I've seen it. pictures of people, video of people walking in this stuff. It's filthy, dirty water filled with God knows what. And because your orifices can take in some of the things that are floating around in the water is going to go find out. Do I have to draw you a picture? The people who are getting dysentery, the people who are getting very sick, the people who have diarrhea, they, even though diarrhea is not a big problem in our country, it is a big problem. I think I went over this yesterday. Diarrhea kills more people on the planet than anything else. And yeah, we have access to medical here so that if you didn't get dysentery or you got really sick because these bugs, these germs get into your body in whatever way. I mean, if you, let's say you have your hands down the water and you put your hands near your mouth or your nose or something. Same thing's going to happen as if the bugs crawl up your butt. So it's just really something very practical, very simple, very sort of like right down to the basics. Some of the people in this area have gone, and I saw a report yesterday, in by as much as 125 miles. Don't stay there. Some people have been told go to higher ground because there was a foot of rain over the weekend in these areas of North Carolina. And the governor got pretty angry yesterday. If you saw some of the video or you heard it, he asked people to stop ignoring evacuation orders and driving around the barricades. Quote, this is unacceptable. You're not only putting your life in danger, you're putting emergency responders' lives in danger. Well, what probably ought to be the what did they say in Florida? If you didn't, if you paid no attention to the evacuation orders and you got into trouble, don't call us because we're not going to respond. The fire, the police, the emergency rescue people were told not to go into the areas where the evacuation notice was in place. And so yet, here are these very dear, difficult circumstances. The story of Ada Page, who's 74, listens to this program, spent two nights sleeping in a hard plastic folding chair at a shelter. It was put together very quickly. No cots. People had to walk outside in the back to use portable toilets. She complained she didn't even have her children's telephone numbers with her. I left my everything at home. The only thing I have is this child and what I was driving. I think the chair. I'm sorry. It says child. Somebody wrote this down quickly. Now, what's happening to the animals? That's something that I want to talk more about because I think that's something that isn't always as much in focus as it might be. So what about dogs? What about cats? What about farm animals? What the heck are happening to them? I'll let you know in a moment. 14 past the hour.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply from state to pharmacy for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice?
Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
All right, 17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm looking at some video of dogs. Remember back in, well, this goes back almost as far as you can remember when there are dangers or when there are problems that we all as human beings face. What about the animals? There were millions, actually, when I look at the numbers here, between 1.5 and 2 million people fled the areas of the hurricane over the past, what, 5, 6, 7 days. The cars that jammed all the causeways and all the highways, they had animals in them. If you had a pet, dogs, cats, that sort of thing. But I always wonder what happens, because this is a big farming area. Where do the cows go? Where do the chickens go? Where do any of these go? And it turns out that they, oftentimes, horses, the smaller animals, they all drowned. And that's been the case this past week. There were 1,000 or more cattle that drowned, apparently. And I say this, I'm a dairy farmer, as most of you know. I don't really care much for chickens, never have. But in this circumstance, I suppose an animal is an animal, a being is a being. So I wasn't as concerned. I just looked up here to see what happened, like chickens and pigs and things that are on farms. Again, nobody thinks about that. What happens to animals in a hurricane? A lot of the animal rights groups are out there protecting the dogs and the cats and the birds and that sort of thing. But I think there are very few people who ever think about what happens to the bigger animals. And there are some birds that they can't handle all of this stuff. They've drowned. There were a lot of birds that drowned, actually, here. The wildlife doesn't survive.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even just farm animals and the wild animals on land, but even, you know, the ones in the water are obviously affected by the overflowing of the rivers. Because I saw a picture of some kind of, you know, I think there was a manatee in someone's yard.
Yeah.
And then something that was either a dolphin or a shark or something like that was in someone else's yard. And, I mean, what happens to them if they don't get back to, you know, the ocean or bigger bodies of water? When the water goes back in, then
they do not survive.
Yeah, they're going to die.
Do you know that there's a law in the books called the Pet Evacuation and Transportation Standards Act? The Congress required states that get money from FEMA to have plans to accommodate pets and service animals in their plans for evacuating residents during disasters. Tom Lantos, who was a California congressman, and Chris Shays from Connecticut were the ones who introduced the bill. It was passed about 10 years ago, and it means that if you want to use the FEMA money, you better have a plan to take care of the animals. 21 past the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why don't you go ahead and break my heart? Why are you waiting? Is it way too hard? If moving on is what you want to do, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it, baby? You can't tell me that we'll still be friends, and maybe someday we can try.
Broken ear, although I'm looking at a video of Blake Shelton teaching Jimmy Fallon how to milk a cow. And we're going to post that on our Facebook site. This makes me less of a fan of Jimmy Fallon because the outfit he's wearing and the approach he's taking sort of make fun of farmers. But in this, I'm a dairy farmer, so I can look at a cow and tell you whether she's easy to milk or not easy to milk. And Blake's holding a tin, and actually got a camera in the pail as he squirts the milk into the pail. The cow's teats, where the milk comes from, are a little small.
Can you say
better.
That on the radio, by the way?
Teats, you can say, yes. T-E-A-T-S, that's what they call the udder, the four nipples that the milk comes out of, are teats. And in this case, the cow doesn't have large teats, so not as easy. A cow with bigger teats is easier to milk. All right, you got that?
You're like Howard Stern of the farm world, I think.
Well, I know from whence I come. Easy, if you put a milking machine on the cow, that's fine. What's kind of cute, it's a nice cow, a nice Holstein cow. But Shelton and Jimmy are drinking the milk, and Shelton throws it over his shoulder like, ugh. That's because he's a big beer drinker. At any rate.
And he doesn't drink anything but beer.
Yep, that's right.
That's it.
Beer all the time.
That's apparently it. All right, so that's that story. Let's go on to Michelle Williams, who's in the news today because she's going to star as Janis Joplin in a biography of the life of Janis Joplin. This movie's been in the works for quite a long time. Janis Joplin from the 1960s, one of the people that died at the age of 26. A lot of famous rockers, Jimi Hendrix,
Jimmy Morrison, Janis Joplin, all dying. So this book coming from a this the movie comes from a book called Janis, written by her sister. A lot of the info or letters that started when she was playing at coffee houses in Woodstock, that sort of thing. Didn't know what to do with her sudden fame and celebrity, so got addicted to alcohol and heroin. And it's kind of like the Amy Winehouse story, in a sense. I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities.
So many incredible artists went down that path.
Yep. Yep.
Sad.
Oh, yeah. But Belushi at 26 or 27 as well. Same thing. Anyway, there were others who were in the running. Renee Zellweger, Amy Adams, but I don't, Michelle Williams was Marilyn Monroe in that most recent movie.
She was great in that, yeah.
Yeah, I always confuse her with Michelle. Who's the other Michelle Pfeiffer? For whatever the reason, I don't know why I do that.
Because they have the same first name, I bet.
Jennifer. You're so smart. Alicia Keys in the musical news today because she shut down Times Square for a free concert. This is from her latest album, Girl on Fire. If I Ain't Got You. Why can't they just use correct English? If I Haven't Got You. What would, how would that spoil the song?
Tends to not probably rhyme the way you need it to.
All right, so
gonna guess.
They're going to. She's going to have a con. This is in Times Square, November 4th, right? Is that? It's
no, she did the concert. Her new album is called
Coming
Here,
out November 4th.
And that's going to be released on November 4th.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. When did she do the concert?
Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Yep, 2 days ago. Yep.
I must have been distracted by a debate. I didn't get that. That was the problem. That damn debate. 28 past the hour.
A former higher-up at the USDA takes a job running public policy for DuPont. You'll meet her today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
A Georgia farm girl who spent most of her career in public and private sector jobs in Washington, D.C., is the new VP of Public Policy and Chief Sustainability Officer for DuPont. Krista Harden was most recently a Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
At this point in my career and my age, I wanted to do something that carried on the commitments and the elements of my career that have been very important to me, including service and working in agriculture, staying in agriculture, being able to continue my work, thinking about the next generation of farmers, who's coming up behind, who's the bench. We've got to be attracting young people, different people into agriculture. So going into a company that would allow me to continue to do that was important.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Andrews.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fun and easy.
Stretch it out. That is your mind, please. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen on the air with the commentary about what's happening in the world. I wonder, those of you who are parents, maybe even grandparents, how you're handling the campaign rhetoric. If you're a parent, maybe even teachers are in a tough spot here because when the other night is a perfect example of it. I was sort of crawling with discomfort and displeasure myself, embarrassment, if you will. And I kept saying to Meredith, and she said to me, "No, no, no! And don't say that, and why are you doing that?" That sort of thing. I think because of the violence in football, that football ought not to be on either. But that's maybe a subject matter for some different opportunity. Right now I'm talking about politics. Right now I'm talking about the debate. Right now I'm talking about all of the focus. How do you have, if you're like a lot of people, when you're fixing dinner, you may have the TV on, news is on usually at that time, and there are continuing references to what Trump said and what Bill Clinton did. And if you've got somebody who's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old in the house and they're in there, what do you do? Are you smart enough to turn it off? Or is that unrealistic? Is they hear this thing discussed in school? Teachers trying to teach their children that they have about civics, about the country, about how it's run. And so focusing on the presidential election, does that need to focus on Donald Trump groping women in graphic ways? The parents who dread the conversation maybe ought to think about what they have allowed in their own home when it came to their children seeing this or hearing it. But there's so much, and the children have. I was, where the heck was I the other day in a store? We were buying something, I don't know, it was Sunday morning, and we were buying some workout clothes, I think. I saw a young girl, I know where it was. No, it was in the Verizon store. And mother is talking to one of the attendants, and this girl, I'm telling you, she couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old. She hunkers down in the corner with an iPhone and starts looking things up. So if you have children that young, first of all, I think you're crazy to let children that age have iPhones or any of these devices. But that's, again, that's subject matter 3 in my list here. The idea that they can see any of these things, they just have to, maybe not even on purpose, they're going looking through things and this stuff comes up. Because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. So what do you do? How do you think about it? I mean, it's like exposing your children to dead skunks and garbage. That sort of garbage for your mind. And the fact that all of these things, I was looking at a fellow who lives in one of the Philadelphia suburbs. One of the stories commenting, he has a 7-year-old, he has a 9-year-old. He was concerned about Trump's comments. I'd be concerned about everybody's comments, frankly, because there's no boundary. There's no circumstance where somebody's drawing the line. There's no boundaries at all. These people, and it's like Trump's got Tourette's. He says whatever comes into his mind. Stop it. When do we bring that? We talk about bringing back America's greatness, and it did start with Bill Clinton, at least outwardly so, in our life. But there have been plenty of instances where things have happened. It's just the news media was different then. The news media, starting with FDR, didn't cover the fact that he had polio. You never saw a picture. You saw some video, but not until after he was dead, of him in a wheelchair. They didn't do it. All the presidents who smoked while they were in office, starting again with FDR, you go through I don't believe that Harry Truman did. At least I never saw a picture of him. Ike used to smoke like a chimney when he was in World War II. I don't know if he stopped when he got into the White House or not. JFK smoked cigars. You never saw that. You never heard a discussion when JFK was president. You never heard about his philandering. It was after the fact, 20, 25 years later, but you didn't hear about it when he was president. There was a deal. There were things about Richard Nixon that we never knew till after he got out of office. And then it sort of started to break down. I don't know whether it was Reagan. There was a little bit of speculation about his Alzheimer's, but I don't think it really got to the nitty-gritty until Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. That's where I see things changing. And now all bets are off. Everything is open. Everything. You got all of this coverage from every corner. Everything everybody says. And so younger children, teenagers, adults, everybody's being affected by this. So how do you, this is a rhetorical question, how do you deal with this? What's the simple way that you change the reality in your family? I'm telling you what I would do were I in that circumstance. If my children were that age, I wouldn't let them have the devices. It's a discussion my daughter and I have had about her son. When do you first? They're not even thinking about it. Now, they're using their iPhones a lot, but they don't see any reason for their child to even be exposed to video or things on a screen until he's 3 years old. So think about that. I think that's something worthwhile. Also, this whole business about clowns and the scary stuff that's going on there, where did that all come from? What in the world is happening with the story from Ronald McDonald? The folks at McDonald's yesterday said they're going to put Ronald McDonald on hold until the clown craze dies down. I thought this was pretty interesting. McDonald says Americans will see less of Ronald McDonald because the respect that Ronald McDonald needs to have, he's a good clown. But the current climate around clown sightings in communities all around the country has people thinking clowns are nasty. Look at what a few people and then how it caught on because of social media, because of the devices. A few of these incidents took place and then this exploded. These creepy clowns are all over the place. There have been at least 2-3 dozen states in the last couple of months where reports surfaced that clowns were trying to lure children into the woods.
Ugh. It's the creepiest thing. And can you imagine, even a few months ago, talking about this?
No.
It sounds like a joke. Creepy clowns all over the place. They're taking over. Oh, yeah. But it's terrifying. And I think a lot of people just think it's a funny joke. But people are legitimately scared of clowns and don't like them. So they need to be careful.
Yeah.
Because it's going to end badly.
Well, and here's another little wrinkle. This was looked upon as being amusing, and I guess it is because of the knowledge that comes from the Mike Myers mask in Halloween, the movie Halloween. Yesterday it was learned that the film based the mask on Captain Kirk's death mask, William Shatner's face, was created for Star Trek. The fellow who was the illustrator on Star Trek posted on his Facebook page, quote, "I was hired as an illustrator on Halloween 2 in a supply cabinet. We had one mask left over from the original Halloween and no idea where to get any others for the sequel. There was a model number on the original mask, so I made a call. The word came down, it's our Captain Kirk mask. I asked if I could buy a number of them and was told, we'll give you a box, just give us credit. Here's Shatner's reaction.
And they had made a death mask of me in Star Trek for one of the shows for some reason. That was somehow taken into the stores and sold as a death mask. Mike Myers picked up the death mask. Or was it Mike Myers or somebody?
It was Mike Myers.
So it was in some horror film.
Yeah.
So they used the white death mask as a horror film. Then I bought one and took the three of you trick-or-treating and put on my own mask. Trick or treat.
But it worked.
It worked. I thought that was funny.
It was pretty funny.
So that's Shatner with his kids. What a great piece of audio that is. And it deals with the mask in a lighter way, masks and Halloween and stuff. But once again, is a perfect example of a few people doing something stupid that gets out of hand, and now it scares lots and lots of people because of social media. Social media has done a lot of good, but it does a lot of bad, too, as far as I'm concerned. Comment Twitter, speaking of social media, Twitter at DJVShow, Facebook.com/DJVShow, with your thoughts about these masks and the clowns. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles.
But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Wells Fargo reality. All the other banks, too, that are having to change the way they hire and train and eliminate abuses that affect you and the customers. As I've said many times, I don't understand why anybody does business with these damn big banks because they're all one way. But it's interesting, the fellow who's become sort of a poster boy for all this, CEO John Stumpf of Wells Fargo, had a conference call with 500 executives yesterday. That's how big this bank is. So they're hiring back a couple of thousand of the people that were fired for not making the quota, making them risk management employees. So there's going to be somebody at every bank branch that is head of retail banking. That is how they try to get more business out of you. And it's really very sophisticated. They have 100,000 people and 6,000 bank branches, Wells Fargo. You know, imagine how these big, big banks are doing business and diddling with you, and you don't even know it. Comcast being forced to pay the largest fine the FCC has ever levied. They're getting into the same category as Wells Fargo as far as fines are concerned. $2.5 million civil penalty for charging customers for stuff they didn't get and they didn't want. There's no surprise there. 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Amy's here. I can tell. This used to be Amy. You'll be having Amy Newmark is here. She's the editor of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I think we've been playing this the last two or three weeks. The Hen House 5 and In the Mood. That's the official. It was on RCA Records, and I'm trying to remember when I first discovered it, but it was a long time ago, and I used to have fun. And then the politically correct members of my staff, Amy, told me that I couldn't play it anymore because it was too crude.
But I don't mind being the mother hen.
See what she did?
Very good. I see what you did there. Amy is here. She's responsible for all these great Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul, Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, Chicken Soup for children and teenagers and adults. It's just really great stuff. And the latest one is called Simply Happy. And from that, we talk about your children and a clothing budget. Let's see how those two items fit together in just a moment here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%. APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul. This is the website's chickensoup.com. You can find the podcast at Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, GCL. I mean, the stuff is everywhere. And it's good. You want to hear, if you don't hear, well, you maybe tune in for the first time, so you're going to hear a conversation now, and you want to go back and listen to some of the other bits and pieces of info from the Chicken Soup for Your Soul podcast. That's a good thing for you to do. So this new book, Simply Happy, has, among other things, a focus on responsibility for your children and their clothing budget. How does this work?
So what happened was that I used to take the kids to Disney World all the time, and they were always bugging me for souvenirs. And then one year I said, I'm going to give you each 50 Disney dollars. You can spend this money in the souvenir shops. And it was fabulous. They looked at everything in the souvenir shops like they worked for Consumer Reports or something. And at the end of our week at Disney World, they had each only spent $25 of their 50. So then I said, you know what? We're going to start doing this with your clothes. And I gave them their clothing budget on debit cards and said, from now on, I will take you shopping, but you'll pay with your own debit card. And peace and happiness reigned in our house. When my son lost something, it was his own problem. And for years, I gave them their own clothing budget, and they learned how to be responsible. They learned what it meant to budget. And one time when my son went crazy at Ralph Lauren, the next day he said, I spent all of my budget on polo shirts. I drove him back. He returned everything. But it made them such responsible adults, and I would recommend it highly to everyone. Well, put your kids in charge of their clothing budget.
Especially, and maybe in charge of other things as well, as long as they have good examples of what to buy, what's appropriate, that sort of thing. And I'm sure that's the case with you. But children are the helicopter era that we live in. Parents are doing all of the thinking for children. They can't figure anything out without their device, this kind of stuff. This is perfect. I think a wonderful example, actually.
It worked beautifully for us.
Yeah. Well, but most of us, I had to work I worked from the time I was 8 years old, and I never spent the money on clothing. People who look at me now understand I still don't spend the money on clothing. But it is, you know, whatever your priorities are. And this is a great way. The more they learn how to do on their own, the better off they are, because we do have to teach independence, better independent thinking. Amy, thank you.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.